Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We welcome Soul Brother Kevin to our crew today.
Yes.
It is his first in-studio appearance.
It's my first time in Tampa.
Yes. And good to have you here. First time ever in the 813 and 727.
I don't know what to do.
We'll find something for you. We have Seth's journal here. And we are approaching the end of 2003. It's December 23rd. 2 days before Christmas.
Any questions before I leave the room?
Don't leave.
Oh, please don't make me stay.
Last time was such a cliffhanger with Ashley and then Sierra. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know what it says. What are you embarrassed about?
Yeah.
What am I embarrassed about? Have you heard of any of this stuff? It's humiliating.
It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's both. It's humiliating and it's awesome. And here we go with December 23rd, 2003, the Journal of Seth Kushner. As much as I want to love again, or love at all, I just am too immature to handle anything. Or maybe I should replace immature with emotional. I think it's good that I dismiss new girls with such ease. I think I just know deep down that it can only be trouble. This is not a game, so I don't care how you play it. Play it cool. Or go all out. If I dig you, I'll know it. Probably right off the bat. My New Year's resolution is to let Ashley go gently into the good night. Oh, he just went Shakespeare on her ass.
Damn.
Do not go gently into that good night. The bard over here. Sorry, I was editorializing. I really dig the one in the Fuel song where he says... Oh, the line in the Fuel song where he says, hey, I think someday I might need you somehow, but I doubt I need her. I know that it will be like I'm on ecstasy 24/7 if I don't sweat her. Then I can close that door and really look.
That was a hell of a Shakespeare Fuel segue.
For a good girl. Not many people could pull off the William Shakespeare to Fuel segue like Seth Kushner. The Fuel song that he was referring to is called Million Miles.
Was that real?
This is all real.
Read?
Dude, this is all real.
That's why he left the room.
It's very uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
This is a Fuel song.
It's a great song, right?
12/28/03. He starts this note to himself. Yo, we celebrated Jamie's birthday last night in style. The limo was straight. What does that even mean? The limo was straight.
It was a nice limo.
The limo was straight.
Yeah, it was straight.
I hated the places that we went. Blue Martini and Banana Moe's. What piece of S places.
Jeez.
I'm glad Kniff and I chilled in the limo while everyone else was at the Blue Martini. We had a cool time. Holy S. Something sucked. I was where I only had dreamt about. A nightclub. Fat guys with shaved arms and drunk sluts.
Yeah.
I know I hated it so much because I know Ashley is that type of girl. Oh, well. She hasn't called in about 1.5 weeks, and I'm doing okay. Damn, that place really sucks. Damn, I really loved her. Damn, Jamie is my best friend. Carter would be, but he got a BF, and that's his girlfriend. Jamie and I will always be tight.
Aww.
Keeping it straight like the limo.
Okay.
12/29/03. You made me do the most sensitive S, like make amends with friends that I didn't want to deal with. I know for a fact that I didn't get into radio for the money. Why would I be mad if I don't get salary? I want some status. I want to know my bases are covered and my bills are covered. I will have a tough choice to make come Feb. If I have a job, I might go 50-50 on that one. No job, then Fish and I need to work something out where I can get paid. if it is in remotes or whatever. Great players stay with the team that brought them in as long as it's up to them. I need to stay, but I need something more. I want the money and respect that I've earned.
Damn.
Isn't the money there? So you don't think I'm worth it? And if you don't want to lose your morning show over $20,000, then you should make it happen.
Damn.
Seth laying down the law.
03, right?
That is 03.
Oh, this is 03.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrapping it up with 12:30:03. This might be the last time I write in this bad boy for 03. What a year. Good stuff in radio, weird stuff with Ashley, and falling in and out with my family, finding a new best friend. It's not really how I would have seen my year turn out, but I'm not complaining. And then 2 exclamation points with a smiley face underneath the exclamation point.
Tying together?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Fantastic.
That was 2003 with young Seth Kushner. And since he's gone, we will call my son.
Drew's the best, most talented host I've ever worked with.
Oh, that's my favorite piece of audio. Is that from Hoppy Hour?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. Play it for me again.
Drew's the best, most talented host I've ever worked with.
Kayla, you can tell Seth he can come back in. It's a safe place for him now.
Bring him on in.
All right.
He gone!
He is gone. Hi, Seth. That's good stuff. 2003 was exciting.
All right, whatever.
Laying it down. Very sensitive man.
Hello?
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Hi, Ed.
Hey, bud, what's up?
Nothing much.
Cool. Just wanted to check in with you, see if we could do our R-rated movie review of the film Birdman.
All right, yeah.
Okay, there we were on Saturday night. Nothing to do. The weather was horrible. So we thought on HBO came Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. I did not check to see if there was any sexual content. I just saw language. So I thought we would watch it together. First of all, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was pretty great.
Pretty great.
I thought it was very cool that it was all taken in one shot.
Yeah. For those of you who have not seen the movie, it is one continuous take. It looks like I'm sure they cut at some point in time, but they filmed it to appear as if the movie is done in one continuous shot, which is a really neat way to go.
The process was dope.
The process was very dope. Do you feel like you got a good handle of what the movie was all about?
Yeah.
All right. Because, I mean, a lot of it seemed to maybe even go over my head, let alone the head of a 12-year-old kid. But you feel like you got a pretty good grasp of it.
Yeah.
All right. Who is your favorite actor or actress in the movie?
Probably Birdman himself.
Michael Keaton. Batman.
No, Batman.
Michael Keaton as Birdman. Batman, right. There was one sexual scene where there was, I don't want to give anything away, but there was a girl-girl makeout scene. Did you find that scene awkward to watch with your dad?
Yeah, it was pretty awkward. By awkward, I mean hot. Euphoric.
So I guess you didn't mind the girl-on-girl makeout scene. That's my son, all right. And Edward Norton's performance, you thought that was pretty good, too?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the ending was a little bit weird. Do you think that really, really happened, or do you think that was in his imagination, or what?
I think it really happened.
Okay.
Ah.
Very interesting. So Brother Kevin and I kind of differ on that one. So on a scale of one punis to five punai, five punai being a great movie, one punis being a terrible movie, how many punai would you give to Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance?
Yet again, 4.5 punai.
That seems to be the gold standard so far. We've gotten 4.5 punai for the Southpaw movie, for now Birdman, and then for Goodfellas as well, a classic American film.
Yeah.
Yes, Seth, a question for Xander, my son, about the movie Birdman.
How do you decide, well, not necessarily about Birdman, and this question is for you, how do you go about picking which R-rated movie your son's going to see? Because I feel like maybe you should let the LOD pick the next R-rated movie for your son to watch.
I haven't planned one yet. Like, it's all been R-rated movies that he's just happened to go see. We haven't yet gone, okay, here's an R-rated movie. You should see this one. But I'm open to leaving it open to the LOD as long as it is a movie that is somewhat free from sexual situations.
An R is an R.
An R isn't really an R.
And what do you mean by sex?
Well, I mean like a movie like, I don't know, with a
Pulp Fiction?
Like Pulp Fiction is borderline because just because of the, you know, the out the Gimp.
Right, right.
That makes
But the Gimp was asleep.
Exactly. You gotta wake him up. So the Zed's Dead scene, I have concerns about.
Boogie Nights?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, we should do that then.
That's a good one.
No, he's not ready for Boogie Nights.
He's gonna love Dirk Diggler.
No, he's not going to see Dirk Diggler. Are there any R-rated movies that you want to see, Xander?
Nope.
So you still kind of trust me?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
What about the South Park movie?
You've seen a lot of
them. It's a cartoon.
Movies.
That's a good one. Yeah, you're right. I have seen a lot of them. What about the What about we go South Park, bigger, longer, uncut?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, there's a whole lot of sexual stuff.
Yeah.
Not actual.
Right. Cartoon sex, which is probably even worse. So, and probably not Fight Club he's not ready for. Mm-mm. I don't think South Park he's ready for.
I think you guys should go comedy now next because you've done a lot of dramatic movies.
So an R-rated comedy.
Yeah.
Without sexual content.
Yeah.
Like what?
Team America, World Police. Oh, wait, the puppets go to the end.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Hangover. Puppet and you think you're ready for the Hangover?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll find one for you. Thank you, as always. You are fantastic. And I enjoyed spending time with you on Friday.
All right, you too.
Take it easy, bud. Love you.
All right, you too.
Bye. Someone did that. All right, you too.
What about Boys in the Hood?
I would let him see that.
There's no sex in that.
No.
Just a lot of murdering.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. By the way, thank you to Kevin Lawton, who pointed out that Seth's Going Gently into That Good Night is a Dylan Thomas reference, not Shakespeare. That was money, dude.
I don't know what happened, but I'm glad it worked out for you.
Straight up money.
Great.
Do not go gently into That Good Night.
Jesus, man. I was just writing what was in my head. I'm sure there were some song lyrics at that point in my life. As what 21-year-old doesn't live his life by song lyrics?
Good point. What do you? What's happening in the beginning of 2004? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably a lot of the same. If I'm still writing, how many more pages are there?
A bunch. Can you tell me? Like, does Ashley make a reappearance? I know you know.
Does she make a reappearance?
Yeah, like she had been not calling you for like a week and a half or whatever. I need to know if Ashley comes back.
I would guess she does. Yeah.
Good. Now he's on to Jamie, though. It seems like.
Well, Jamie's
my
friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Keep up.
I get them mixed up. Like, it's like Game of Thrones. The characters are hard to follow
all
sometimes.
Right, just so you know, I skipped from, I took this and skipped to March 14th, 2004.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Ashley references here. In fact, it's still mostly about her.
That's what I like to hear.
Into 2004.
Perfect. Boy, you were hung up on this, Ashley. Where is she now?
Don't know.
No idea?
No idea. I mean, I know, but I don't know.
She in Florida?
Yes. Last time I checked, she was in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
Oh, so you're checking.
I didn't check. That was the last time I hung out with her.
Which was when?
Probably about 8 years ago.
So not since you've been married.
No. I just started seeing Phoebe because I called Phoebe. She was going to USF game that night with Danielle, and I knew she was with Danielle, and I said, listen, just so you know, I hung out with Ashley today. Hadn't seen her in a long time. I was down in Miami for a work event with Fisher, and she did not take it well at all. And that was the last time I ever saw her.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm not on Facebook. I don't think she's on Instagram. I'm only on Twitter, and I don't think she's there. So I have no contact with her. She doesn't have my phone number. I don't have hers.
I wonder if anyone can help track down Ashley.
Yeah, what's she look like?
I mean, go back to the journal. I'm sure I described her very well.
In very glowing terms, too.
It's the hidden Drew Garabo Live track of the day. The first rule about the hidden track of the day is you don't talk about the hidden track of the day. You just tweet me about it at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it. Here we go.
It's time for Drew versus Danielle, Volume 5.
Yeah!
The Sethery has his striped shirt on from Foot Locker,
And we have put two drops of the hottest sauce in the universe. That's not my name for it. It's called the hottest sauce in the universe.
Yes, $20 for that bottle I purchased in Chicago.
Now, what was the store that you purchased it at?
It was called the Pepper Palace. And I walked in there and I said, please tell me, you know, direct me towards your hottest sauce. And she had it behind the counter. And I thought it'd maybe be like $8 and it was $20. But I said, I have no problem paying for that if it's going to make good radio.
And hopefully it will. Now, did you have to sign a waiver or anything?
No, but she said a lot of people buy it just so they can prank their friends.
Well, that's what you're doing right now, except we're coworkers and not friends.
And we know about it.
And we have Ritz Munchable Pretzel Rounds. And Danielle, we're going two drops on the first one.
Yep.
And then if we can handle that, which I don't think we will then go one
drop.
You
won't. I've won the last. I'm 4-1 in this competition, just so you know.
Oh, I know.
Do you want to win, Drew?
I would like to win.
Okay.
I'm not going to sacrifice my BH in the name of winning, but I would like to win. Now, we're going to chew the cracker, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to swallow the cracker to hopefully avoid the burning BH that always accompanies this.
Correct. And the first person that says chocolate mooey, which is the chocolate milk, they lose, and I will give you the chocolate milk as soon as you call for it.
Thank you. And chocolate mooey, by the way, is in memoriam of my great, my grandfather, Antonio Armando Garabo, who taught me to call chocolate milk chocolate mooey when I was a child.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., Antonio.
My heart's pounding.
Oh, man.
You guys ready? Don't you have some music for us, Drew?
Well, I do. And as a matter of fact, I have some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is for the scar tissue that's going to be in our mouth for the next week, Danielle.
The hottest sauce in the universe challenge, Drew versus Danielle. Are your crackers ready?
We are ready. We're
crackers.
All right,
let's go. Eat it.
Foo it.
I'm foo it.
Can you feel it right away or not yet?
Ah!
Come
whoa,
on.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Already?
Yep.
Already?
Oh, God. Bless.
Here we go. Danielle's doing a dance around the studio. Drew has a weird look on his face.
So hot. Wow. You say that word.
No. Okay. I said God.
Is that really the hottest sauce in the universe?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for another cracker?
No.
Yeah.
Are you swallowing the crackers?
No,
you're just keeping them in your mouth?
Can I spit it out now?
No.
Are you going to spit it out?
No, you have to keep it in your mouth.
For how long?
No, you have to just keep putting them in your mouth till you quit.
All right, go again.
Yeah, come here,
okay, yeah, get here.
Oh, my God. Oh, it keeps getting hot.
Yeah, put some on there, Danielle. There you go. Come on, get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't pour it over the board. Don't pour it over the board, please.
I have a fit.
Yeah, there you go. You have the spit. We got the garbage can right there for you.
Well, come on, I have.
There you go. Okay.
Hurry up, Garabo. Hurry up.
All right, yeah, come on. Do it, Drew. Put it on there.
Oh, yeah.
I should get your next set of crackers ready.
All right, go. Right?
Yeah, I got more than you.
One.
Where? One, two, three. Did you put one on top of it, like a sandwich? Did you know what you did?
This is Drew versus Danielle right now, the hottest sauce in the universe challenge.
Oh.
I think they've gone to.
Oh.
Is this hotter than anything we've had so far? Is it really?
Not hotter than the soup, but hot.
Not hotter than the soup that we had, okay.
Oh!
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 You're doing a great job.
That's why I even fade into doing that.
Oh, I know, man.
I'm a professional B-Bag.
You're a master host.
Oh!
All right. Are you okay, Danielle?
Oh! Oh!
I'm going to tell you right now, this is Drew versus Danielle, the hottest sauce in the universe challenge. My money's on Drew. He's handling a lot better than Danielle is.
Oh,
all right, let's take the next cracker.
Right.
Let's take the next cracker.
I'm a good water cracker.
A lot?
Yeah, I put a lot on both of yours.
No, the other one,
Danielle. Yeah, that's fine. You can make it a cracker sandwich. One, two, three. Do it.
Oh.
How are you feeling right now, Drew? Tell me how you're feeling.
My mouth is on fire.
Oh, my God.
Danielle.
Oh, my God. What? What do you want to know?
I want to know how you're feeling.
I don't feel good.
Oh, my mouth.
Do you need me to bring the garbage can around to you, Danielle?
No.
I love being the Seth Reed for this bit. You're doing good, Drew. Drew wants to win this today.
I want to win.
Danielle, now Drew said this is worse than everything but the soup. Where are you at?
I'm not good. I'm bad.
You can't do anymore? Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, put that one. I have you guys loaded up for another one.
Uh-oh,
go for the
no
fourth
way.
Cracker with
Wait,
the hottest sauce in the universe.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he's been spitting. Oh, Danielle.
Sorry.
That was erotic. Oh, boy, Drew. Just be happy that you guys...
I can't stop. I'm addicted to the shindig.
Are we putting that in our mouth?
Yeah, do the next one. Do the next one.
The whole thing? No way. That'll burn.
Do it.
I can't do
this
that.
This is the grand finale.
Uh-uh.
Are you in this to win it, Drew Garabo?
Put it in your mouth.
Do it.
You put it in your
Here
mouth.
We go. I put a bunch of the hottest sauce in the universe on a cracker, more than the two drops you guys are putting on. Here we go, Drew.
Do it.
Do it for Joffrey Shante.
Pick it up. Don't do this to me.
Drew's standing Drew's standing over the garbage can right now. Oh my God. Something's gonna happen here. Nikki, are you getting it? This is Drew. I'm so glad your family isn't in the studio with us. Are you, Drew?
Talk about me.
You're done. Drew's
done. Yes! I won!
Here, Danielle.
I'm a man. Oh my gosh.
Garabo. Drew, are you okay?
Whoa.
Drew's crying. He definitely has tears coming out of his eyes right now. Drew was standing over the garbage can for about 20 seconds before he decided that it was over. What was happening? What happened, Drew, when you made that decision? All right, Drew's just doing. Okay, go ahead.
I thought I was going to throw up.
Really?
Yeah.
Danielle, is that chocolate mooey helping? Do you guys need
no.
to just... Do you guys want to do another shot of the hottest sauce in the universe?
No.
Are you sure? Okay. Danielle, get back up to the mic. Don't squat down at all. I want to know how you're feeling.
Am I doing very good?
How bad is that? Where are you burning? Are you burning in your midsection?
My whole mouth. My whole mouth.
Oh!
It's not helping at all? The chocolate mousse not helping?
No!
All right, let's do some stuff!
No.
Yeah, let's do some...
No. It hurts!
Just so everybody knows, Danielle is not getting raped right now. She just has a burning sensation in her mouth.
Danielle, you're gonna be able to... It's not going away!
It's not getting worse. It's getting way worse.
It's getting worse! It's not supposed to get worse. I mean, I don't really know how it's supposed to go. Drew, are you okay? Mm-mm. Do you think you're going to be able to continue hosting the show today? Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to 97X. It's the Morning X with Drew and Seth. We are in the middle of Drew versus Danielle, edition 5. Drew's running out of the room right now. Just so everybody knows, Danielle.
Yeah.
Do you need to run out of the room?
No.
I really don't know what to do if everybody else leaves.
It hurts so badly. God, it hurts so badly.
Okay, do you need to... Here, chew some of those crackers, Danielle.
Okay.
The Drew versus Danielle challenge, the hottest sauce in the universe. Danielle just won. Drew left the room. Now, that's his new thing in the middle of these bits is to leave the room. Just so everybody knows, it is a cow appreciation day at Chick-fil-A. If you want to come down here and make out with your partner, we would like you to be gay, and then eat some Chick-fil-A. You can win passes to see Bush in our green room
just
tomorrow.
Just call me when you get here. I'll come get you from the lobby.
Yeah, just contact Danielle. She'll come down and get you. Are you okay? Normally, it's supposed to subside at this point.
No, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse?
It's still getting worse.
I almost
drank my spit.
Now, can I just talk to you about the people you had to block on Twitter yesterday for wanting to see your feet?
Yeah.
What were some of the things they were saying to you again, Danielle?
They were just asking me about my arches and asking me if I would be a foot model or a ticklish fetish model for them.
And you're against becoming a foot model?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? I heard it pays really well.
Because I just have a higher plans for myself in life.
Well, you can have higher plans, but you can still make a little cash on the side with
No, not my higher plans. Will find out about that cash, and I have more inside my heart than that. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm marching in place. I'm crying.
Stop marching. Here, Danielle, have some of those crackers right now. That should take some of the pain away. Oh, here's Drew. Drew's back finally.
These crackers are terrible.
Thank God.
It's not getting any better.
What happened, man? Did you throw up?
Uh-uh.
What'd you do, man? Your eyes are watery. Do you want me to dab them for you? Let me dab your eyes, Drew Garabo. Come here.
Oh, my God. It just gets worse. Like, usually it starts to subside.
Drew, where'd you go when you ran out of the studio? The people want to know. And by the people, I mean me.
Bathroom.
And what happened? Were you trying to make yourself...
I was spitting into the sink because the cracker gets wedged. gets wedged in your teeth.
Do you want some of the chicken minis that we got from Chick-fil-A that we were going to give to the gay people who were going to make out and eat it for bush passes? Or do you want to save that? You want to save it? Okay. You're finally getting better, Danielle?
A little bit, but when you talk, it gets worse.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.